Gerard Lawler, chairman of Cliftonville's there. Gerard, how you doing?
I'm all right, Johnny. How's yourself?
Fine. Are you in Zurich, yeah?
I'm in Geneva.
Right, that's a very clear line. You know, I thought maybe you're hiding in a cupboard somewhere in the house, you know. Here, are you a happy man?
It's brilliant. But, I mean, it's now started, the workload has started this afternoon. And I think all the requests, but yeah, it's an absolute dream come true, Johnny. It's the one we'd wanted, it's the one we had our eye on, and I just think it's fantastic for the club.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk around town, actually, in the pubs and clubs, and on Saturday night about the draw, you know, and the prospect of getting Celtic, you know. So,
yeah.
Is the home leg going to be played at Solitude?
I've been asked this, Johnny. I have to say, honestly, we have no intention of moving it. We're not actively seeking to play it anywhere else at the moment. So, I mean, we've a board meeting planned for tomorrow night anyhow before this happened. So, my hunch is yes, I think it will. There's nowhere else that I can see in Northern Ireland that's suitable for the game.
I just would have thought with the, the financial possibilities, you know, a bigger ground might have made sense.
But I think sometimes, personally speaking, it becomes a bit of a spectacle then, Johnny, you know, and a media circus sort of. I mean, Solitude's our home. That's where Cliftonville play. That's where our loyal fans go week in, week out.
Yeah.
And I think as much as that, you know, it's part of the fairy tale is to play it there. There's nowhere else, honestly, that I can think is suitable to play it, as I say. So I think Solitude is maybe the only option for it.
Okay. Well, then the scramble for tickets is going to be, you're going to get tortured more than you usually do.
Yeah,
can I get my over in now?
You're sorted, Johnny. Don't you worry, you're sorted.
No, but
Connor Devlin says he was giving you some. You're getting his comps. You're okay.
All right. No, but you understand what it's going to be like now, then.
It is. Oh, it's going to be crazy. You know what I mean? We're talking to Celtic and how many we can do. So, you know, one of the things is we may look around temporary seating and whatever at Solitude to try and enhance it.
Yeah.
And it's a difficult decision, but my own personal opinion is, I don't see other places. I can't think of anywhere else in Northern Ireland that would ultimately be suitable in the place and whatever would be happy with me. So I don't think we have a choice, but I believe it should be played at Solitude as well.
Yeah, I suppose it's, as you say, that's your home, and that's where you play. Yeah, with the, to the game itself, what do you think? A lot has been made that the fact that the Reds play on the 4G surface and might be an advantage from the start, you know, for the home leg anyway.
It's going to be tough. Let's be under no illusion. But we've spoken to Celtic today. They were drawn at home first. Tommy has always preferred, for football reasons, that we would always play our games at Solitude first.
Yeah.
So we've asked Celtic to come to Solitude. They're happy enough. We just need approval from UEFA. So, that could go either way. At this time, that'll encourage the listeners not to book anything at the moment.
Yeah.
Because we just don't know. But, you know, I think the one thing that I think is tremendous, and I looked at the staff at UEFA today who were absolutely buzzing, you know, this almost restores faith in the Champions League. I think people have thought the Champions League was about Manchester United and Bayern Munich, and clubs like Cliftonville have lost their glamour ties now.
Yeah.
And I think if anything, it goes, there's still a wee bit of glamour in the cup, and hopefully there's still one Jan killing act to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Because
Solitude and Celtic Park.
People, my dad used to talk about, you know, when Benfica were held to a draw by the Glens and all, you know, and all these glamour ties, as you say, that people might have been thought were bygone days for Irish League clubs. But there you go, you've got Celtic coming.
Yep, no, and I think it'd just be a marvellous occasion, and I'm delighted for our players. It's going to be a great night for them, for the club and our supporters, and it's just a dream come true, as I say.
Okay, well, listen, I know you're busy, and your phone will probably have melted by the time the day's over. You'll need a new one. But, Gerard, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you.
And good luck, mate. Thank you. Cheers.
All right, bye.